From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Two new restorative justice centers established in West Kingston. Find out more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Residents of Denham Town and Tivoli Gardens now have access to restorative justice services following the opening of two centers, one in each community.
I want to congratulate the government for honoring the commitment made to establish restorative justice centers in Tivoli Gardens and Denham Town. This is a way to empower you, the residents, to take control of your own lives.
Head of Delegation of the European Union to Jamaica, Malgor Zata Wazilusko. Community Development Committee CDC presidents of Tivoli Gardens at Denham Town have welcomed the centers, noting that they were well needed.
As a justice of the peace and one of the mediators in the community, you know that it will give my job a little lighter and it will reduce the court issue. It will help. It will help a lot.
Denham Town CDC President Pauline Perez.
I'm really elated as it relates to this center being open here. And if we have an avenue of settling disputes before they escalate to points where they are almost irreversible, we are on the step in the right direction to restoring Tivoli.
Tivoli Garden CDC President Wade Brown. The Ministry of Justice has portfolio responsibility for implementing restorative justice practices in 50 communities across 8 parishes, served by the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP. The implementation of restorative justice through CSJP is supported by the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada.
There can be many lessons to be learned from the CSJP process that can be carried forward to other communities, as well as shaping future community development interventions.
Canadian High Commissioner to Jamaica, Sylvain Fabi. CSJP uses restorative justice as a tool to initiate and sustain peace-building efforts in marginalized communities island-wide.
Violence is the currency of much of our social interactions. And the state has to change that. The state has to help you, the citizens, to resort less to violence and more to reason. And this is one such effort. And I endorse it, I recommend it, and the government will continue to support it.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. Restorative justice, an alternative method of dispute resolution, is a voluntary process where all the parties with a stake in a particular offense, victim, offender, and the community come together to resolve collectively via open and honest discussion to restore peace and harmony.
Restorative justice is to put behind us the conflicts, the difficulties, the disagreements, the wrongdoing, the revenge, the retribution, and come together and make sure that love leads the way.
Justice Minister Delroy Chuck. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.